Bava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, 5-5. The Mishnah continues on. Here we're talking about buying things from a butcher and what you mean when you ask for a specific part of the animal. And really, this Mishnah only makes sense if you lived in the time of the Mishnah and you lived around the place where the Mishnah was being written, and that was what was normal over there. Thus, it's going to seem kind of strange. But anyways, that's true with all these Mishnahs in a way. Here, the Mishnah is saying what a person would be understood to be meaning when he's purchasing a certain cut from the butcher. So it says, Hamocha Rosh Behema Gasa. If a person says, I want to buy from you, the butcher, the head of a Behema Gasa. Behema Gasa means a large animal. So in the context here, basically kosher animals, livestock, domestic livestock come in three flavors, cows, goats, and sheep. Okay, and cows are considered Behema Gasa, large animals, as opposed to goats and sheep, which are behema daka. You probably heard that expression in the context of your tefillin and the like. Okay, so here, behema gas means you're buying the head of a cow. So, lo machar es haraglaim. It's understood that the head is an important piece of meat all to itself and would not come with the legs, just the head itself. I guess that's the meat around the neck and the tongue and so on, and that's enough. But machar es haraglaim, if you're purchasing the legs of the cow, lo machar es harosh, then again, the legs stand alone and the head wouldn't come with it. That's when it comes to a behema gasa. If it's machar es hakaneh, if the sale is for the kaneh, kaneh is the trachea, the windpipe. A kaneh means like a reed or pipe. It's the windpipe, the trachea that goes to the animal's lungs. So that would include the trachea as well as the lungs, as well as the heart. That goes without saying. The Mishnah didn't even say that. The question is, what's with the liver, which is another internal organ? It's very large. It's the largest of the internal organs. So does the liver come too? Says the Mishnah, lo machar es hakaved. No, the kaved stands alone. The liver stands alone. So if you purchase your kaneh, you're going to get trachea, lungs, and heart, but not liver. We're talking behema gasa again. Machar es hakaved. If the butcher sells the liver, lo machar es hakaneh. So that other trachea, lungs, heart part is not connected to the liver and not included in the liver sale either. They're separate. Aval badaka, in contrast, if you're going to the butcher and buying parts of a lamb, a sheep, a goat, lamb is a baby sheep, so then, machar es harosh, machar es haraglaim. When you're purchasing the head, the legs of the cow, of the goat or the sheep come with it, with the head. Machar es haraglaim, lo machar es harosh. However, if you're purchasing the legs, that doesn't mean that the head, which is sort of especially chashuv, doesn't come with it. The head would be a separate purchase. Machar es hakaneh, if the sale is for the kaneh, the trachea of the goat or the sheep, then machar es hakaved. So in addition to the trachea, as well as the lungs and heart, also come the kaved, the liver. Machar es hakaved, but if you're doing a transaction just to purchase a sheep or goat liver, lo machar es hakaneh, so then the trachea, as well as the lungs and the heart, do not come with it. They would be under a separate purchase.